Republicans are making an offer to get money to social service agencies that have gone three quarters of the year without any state funding. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois, and here are the details. Illinois' political stalemate has caused crises all over the state, says Senate Minority Leader Christine Redonio.
The one that is near and dear to my heart, given that I'm a social worker and one that I think a lot of people have been feeling for a long time, is in the area of human services.
Redonio has introduced a plan to spend $1.3 billion on mental health medicine, addiction treatment, supportive housing, and sexual assault services.
In keeping with the theme, though, that we've been espousing, that we have to pay for things through spending,
the measure is attached to pension savings plans, like a controversial one to reduce state employees' retirement benefits that won't generate savings for years, and others to reap more immediate savings by pushing a portion of the most expensive pensions from the state and onto schools and universities. The Democratic House Speaker spokesman was skeptical, given court rulings that have nixed previous pension plans. Democrats favor a broader spending proposal, which they may advance next week. I'm Amanda Vinicky.